$65 billion raised in a single round. A $965 billion valuation, one Apple-sized leap away from a trillion. And Anthropic shipped it on the same day they confirmed they have a higher-tier model so capable they cannot release it yet because the cyber risk is too high. Welcome to AI in 15 for Friday, May 29th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big finish to the week, Marcus. Anthropic Series H closes officially at $65 billion. Claude Opus 4.8 ships with a refreshingly modest pitch. Anthropic confirms a higher-class model called Mythos is in limited distribution. Dynamic workflows in Claude Code lands, and Jared Sumner ported the entire Bun runtime from Zig to Rust in 11 days. Axios runs a sharp piece on AI sticker shock, with Microsoft canceling most of its Claude Code licenses. Altman publicly says he was, quote, pretty wrong about AI killing jobs. A San Francisco homeowner sues a humanoid robotics startup over a trashed Airbnb. A mystery Tencent model is hoovering up OpenRouter token volume, and Frontier LLMs disagree on basic fact checks. Anthropic prices in the IPO before it files. 750,000 lines of Rust in 11 days. And the enterprise spending hangover gets a name. Lead story, Marcus. The Series H is now official.
Confirmed yesterday, Kate. Anthropic raised $65 billion at a $965 billion post-money valuation. Altimeter, Dragoneer, Green Oaks, and Sequoia co-led. Capital Group, Coatue, D1, GIC, and IconiQ joined as co-leads. $15 billion of the package is previously committed hyperscaler money. Amazon alone wrote a $5 billion check inside this round. Strategic partnerships with Micron, Samsung, and SK Hynix on memory. Expanded compute capacity with Amazon, Google, Broadcom, and SpaceX. And run rate revenue crossed $47 billion in early May, up from the $30 billion number we discussed yesterday.
Wait, 47, not 30.
47, Kate. The $30 billion figure was the early April annualized number that leaked through the Series H prep. The May disclosure puts it at 47. That's an additional $17 billion of annualized run rate added in 5 weeks. Krishna Rao, the CFO, framed it as fuel to serve, quote, historic demand. The money is earmarked for safety and interpretability research, compute, and product scaling.
So the elephant in the room.
One Apple away from a trillion as a private company, Kate. Hacker News spent yesterday openly asking who actually gets paid back before the IPO, and whether private mega-rounds are pulling listings off the public exchanges entirely. The pro-Western libertarian read, these are real customers, real margins on the model side, and a revenue ramp very few public companies in history have matched. The uncomfortable read, Anthropic just priced itself ahead of its IPO at a number that requires $47 billion of run rate to compound through enterprise pushback that, as you'll see, is now visibly arriving. They have effectively pre-sold the IPO to private capital. October retail money will inherit whatever discipline lands between now and then.
Quick hits. Marcus, Claude Opus 4.8.
Shipped the same day as the round, Kate. Pricing holds steady. $5 per million input tokens, $25 per million output. A new fast mode at 10 and 50 for 2.5 times speed. The framing was the news. Anthropic described it as, quote, a modest but tangible improvement. That language is a real cultural shift. The substance, Opus 4.8, is roughly 4 times less likely than 4.7 to let code flaws pass unremarked. Gains in agentic reliability and tool efficiency. New highs on pro-social traits alignment. Notably reduced misaligned behavior. The Messages API now accepts system entries mid-task without breaking prompt cache, and you can finally turn off adaptive thinking on the web UI. Simon Willison's Pelican on a Bicycle benchmark shows 4.8 at high thinking, visibly better than 4.7.
And the buried headline.
Yes, Kate. Buried in the release notes, Project Glasswing graduates, and the Claude Mythos preview is now being distributed to a small number of organizations specifically for cybersecurity work. Anthropic explicitly says, models at this capability level need stronger cyber safeguards before general release, expected, quote, in the coming weeks. So Anthropic is publicly acknowledging it has a model gated because of cyber offense risk. That's a first. We've been tracking Mythos for weeks through the Apple CVE and the OpenBSD 27-year-old bug. Now they're saying it on their own news page. Two signals at once. Frontier capability gains are getting tighter at the headline level, and the next class of model exists, but is too dangerous to ship broadly today.
Dynamic workflows, Marcus. The bun port is the proof.
Genuinely impressive, Kate. Anthropic released Dynamic Workflows for Claude Code. The system lets Claude orchestrate tens to hundreds of parallel subagents inside one session. Claude writes the orchestration scripts itself, breaks the job into subtasks, fans work out, verifies independently, and iterates until convergence. Progress autosaves. You either ask for a workflow explicitly, or you enable the new ultracone setting, and Claude decides when to spin one up.
And the demo?
Jared Sumner ported Bun, the entire JavaScript runtime, from Zig to Rust. 11 days from first commit to merge. Roughly 750,000 lines of generated Rust. 99.8% test pass rate against the existing test suite. The workflow assigned two reviewers per file, mapped Rust lifetimes for struct fields, wrote behavior identical files, ran a fix loop until builds and tests passed, and used an overnight job to address data copies.
Caveats.
Two real ones, Kate. First, Bun had an extraordinarily high coverage test suite to act as the forcing function. Most projects do not. If your repo has 8% line coverage, this technique cannot tell you what it just broke. Second, and this connects directly to the next story, workflows consume, quote, substantially more tokens than normal Claude Code sessions. So this is the closest public demonstration yet of agentic AI doing serious system software rewrites. And it lands in the same news cycle as Microsoft canceling Claude Code licenses over cost. Both things are true.
AI sticker shock, Marcus. Axios.
Sharpest enterprise piece this week, Kate. Axios reports corporate leaders are starting to question whether soaring AI spending is delivering meaningful returns. The specifics? Microsoft canceled most of its Claude Code licenses, partly over cost. Uber COO, who we covered Tuesday and Wednesday, said AI expenses are getting harder to justify. And an AI consultant told Axios about a single client that burned through $500 million in 1 month after failing to put usage limits on Claude licenses. Staff were running unrestricted agentic workflows. $500 million. One client. 1 month.
Marcus, that's the head-exploding number for May.
It is, Kate. And the diagnosis Axios offers is structural. Four friction points. Companies are automating things employees dislike rather than revenue drivers. Token costs run away on trivial queries. Leadership doesn't know how to implement. And over-restricted data access makes agents useless. GitHub Copilot reportedly ran a roadshow this week teaching enterprises to optimize token usage, token maxing in reverse. Amazon scrapped its internal Kiro AI usage leaderboard after employees gamed it for badge points. A textbook Goodhart's Law moment. And one Hacker News commenter, very dry, quote, thanks to AI we're producing more code and more MRs faster than ever. But the milestones aren't getting hit any sooner. Actually the opposite, if anything.
Stakes.
This is the counter-narrative to the $47 billion run rate, Kate. Anthropic's revenue may be coming from a smaller, more concentrated, more cost-conscious cohort than the valuation implies. The pro-Western libertarian read, markets discipline themselves. Microsoft pulling licenses and consultants quoting $500 million mistakes is exactly the feedback loop forming. The uncomfortable read, if the discipline arrives faster than the revenue compounds, the IPO window in October looks very different.
The Walk Back, Marcus. Altman and Amade.
Fortune piece this week, Kate. Receipts attached. June 2025. Sam Altman warned a lot of jobs would go away, especially entry-level white-collar. Dario Amodè said AI could eliminate roughly 50% of white-collar jobs. Both have visibly changed their tune. Altman now says he was, quote, pretty wrong. He tried delegating his own email and Slack to AI and found people don't actually want to interact with the bot. Amodè is reframing automation as a job multiplier. If you automate 90% of a role, the remaining 10%, quote, expands to be 100%. 10 times productivity, rather than 10 times layoffs.
Timing, Marcus.
Suspiciously convenient, Kate. Both labs are reportedly preparing 2026 IPOs at trillion-dollar valuations. Pew data referenced in the Hacker News thread, more than half of Americans are now more concerned about AI than excited about it. You don't IPO into that mood with a jobs apocalypse pitch. So the rhetoric softens. The pro-Western libertarian read, this is also the first time these CEOs have publicly conceded the displacement story didn't unfold as predicted. The lived experience inside companies, slower milestones despite faster code generation, supports the walk back. Both can be true. The framing has shifted because the data has shifted and because the prospectus is being drafted.
Marcus, the Airbnb lawsuit. I cannot believe this is real.
It is very real, Kate. Sean Donovan, San Francisco homeowner, filed suit Tuesday in San Francisco's Superior Court against the bot company. The $2 billion humanoid robotics startup founded by Tesla and Cruise alumni. Donovan alleges bot company employees rented his four-bedroom home under false pretenses via Airbnb in April, then used the property as a household chores test environment for prototype robots. His Ring camera caught people moving large black cases into the home on April 12. He came home 11 days later to a cracked refrigerator shelf, broken glass in the garbage disposal, stained linens, chipped bathroom tile, damaged furniture, and scratched appliances. He's seeking $12,383.50, plus lost commercial use revenue.
First lawsuit of its kind.
As far as I can tell, Kate, first public allegation that a major embodied AI company is doing covert in-home prototype testing in residential rentals. Real consent and disclosure questions. Hacker News commenters noted, bot company likely doesn't even carry commercial insurance for these rentals. Move fast and break things, but in someone else's kitchen. As humanoid startups race toward household chore demos, this gets worse before it gets better.
Marcus, the mystery of Hi3.
Real puzzle, Kate. Tencent's Hi3 preview, open source, 295 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 21 billion active, has rocketed to the top of OpenRouter's volume rankings. Between April 23rd and May 12th, it consumed 7.7 trillion tokens, more than Kimi K 2.6 at 5.0, more than Claude Sonnet 4.6 at 4.0, more than Claude Opus 4.7 at 3.4. And yet, almost nobody is talking about it. Almost no Reddit or Hacker News discussion. Its own published benchmarks show it underperforming other Chinese open source models on coding. Simon Willison got weird HTML quirks. Others report it gets stuck in thought loops and underperforms a 31 billion parameter local model.
So, what's going on?
Max Wolf's best guess, Kate. A single large non-agentic application is using Hi3 as a cheap data processing backbone. Once those users discover DeepSeek's effectively lower rate, they'll switch. And the critical context Simon Willison added, OpenRouter only sees tokens routed through OpenRouter. Most Anthropic API users go direct. The leaderboard is not a global usage measure. Worth flagging, a Chinese frontier-tier MOE model is racking up massive top-of-leaderboard volume via essentially free pricing. Whether that's organic demand or a strategic loss leader to pull mindshare and data away from US labs is the open question. It fits the pattern. Tencent gets to claim leaderboard dominance in its Q1 results presentation, regardless of the actual quality story.
Last quick hit, Marcus. Frontier LLMs disagree on fact checks.
Real-world experiment from Lens.io, Kate. They ran user-submitted fact-check claims through GPT 5.4, Opus 4.7, Gemini 3, Gemini 3 with retrieval, and Sonar Pro. Forced four-way classification. True. Mostly true. Misleading. False. No explanation. Disagreement was significant. And not just on contested political claims, on plain factual ones. The viral example. Extraterrestrial life exists somewhere in the universe. GPT 5.4 and Opus 4.7 said misleading. Gemini 3 and Sonar Pro said false. Methodology has real problems. No unknown option, forced classification. But the headline lands. Frontier models disagree on the same basic claims, and the disagreement is not predictable from model size or vendor.
Why it matters.
As LLMs get embedded in news, search, and content moderation pipelines, Kate, which model you ask, becomes an epistemic question. Build a fact-checking layer on Gemini, and your competitor builds on GPT, you'll classify the same claim differently, and neither layer tells you it's uncertain. That's an under-discussed risk for every AI-powered content product shipping right now.
Big picture, Marcus.
One coherent story to close the week, Kate. Anthropic raises $65 billion at near-trillion-dollar valuation while shipping an explicitly modest model update. Microsoft cancels Claude code licenses over cost. Axios reports CFOs questioning ROI. Altman and Amodei walk back the same jobs apocalypse rhetoric they use to attract capital. Meanwhile, Dynamic Workflows shows what the technology can really do. Bun ported to Rust in 11 days, 750,000 lines, 99.8% test pass, and Mythos sits gated for cyber risk in a small partner program. Under it all, a free Tencent MoE hoovers token volume, and a humanoid robot startup allegedly trashes an Airbnb. The contradiction is the story. Capability is rising, valuations are rising, enterprise discipline of, is this actually paying off, is rising at the same time. The pro-Western libertarian read, that's a functioning market. Buyers push back, sellers adjust. The labs that ship real revenue keep raising. The ones that don't will get repriced. The uncomfortable read, the discipline has to arrive before October, or it arrives on retail. Next week we'll watch for whether any other Fortune 50 echoes Microsoft on Claude Code, whether Mythos enters wider distribution on Anthropic's coming week's timeline, and whether the bot company files an answer that explains what those large black cases actually were.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.